Crystal River Elementary 4th grade students and Ms. Hamilton and Mrs. McMichael's reading group wrote this I Believe essays because we want the public to hear our opinions.
Some people think that camping is hard and not fun. I believe in camping with my family. It helps build perseverance. Zoki, come on, let's go, I called to my dog as I clapped my hands. Man, that dog was bad sometimes. She came back and I sat down in my chair with all my family and our good friends the Fridays. I looked up in the sky. It sure is cloudy, I thought to myself. As I was thinking this, Jamie said, look at the sky, it looks like a rainstorm's coming. We did not think much of it. I was hoping that it would not rain. About 9 minutes later, a big storm started up. Not the kind of storm that you and I think of with the rain, lightning, and thunder, but a huge dust storm. I felt so surprised that suddenly, out of nowhere, was this huge storm. I had never experienced anything like this before. My heart started racing like I was running the 100-meter dash, and I thought to myself, oh no, what are we going to do? All our stuff is outside. Then my dad said, Aaliyah, quick, grab the camp chairs and put them away. My mind clicked, and I knew just what to do. Since it was impossible to see through the dust, I realized I need to look for the bright colors of the chairs. I squinted and used my hands to shield my eyes as I ran forward, trying to find the bright colors of the chairs. Finally, I was able to see the two red chairs, and I grabbed them by the armrest so I could continue to cover my eyes. I raced back to the camper and shoved the chairs underneath it. Next, I had to go and find my brother. I wanted to check that he was okay and did not need help gathering our stuff. I saw him through the dusty air and ran over to him. Then we ran to our camper, and my mom had to use all of her strength to open the door because the wind was so strong. We quickly jumped inside and felt grateful that we were out of the storm and inside our camper. Devin quickly went back outside to help my dad. Look, Mom, the camper is shaking, I said as I pointed to the wall. She looked at the wall. It really is, Aaliyah. I stood up and looked outside. My dad, Levi, and Devin were still outside in the huge windstorm. About 5 minutes later, I looked out the window and my dad was chasing the rug, putting the wheel chucks under rocks and making sure that the stabilizers were all good. Devin and Levi were playing outside. Then we heard a quiet knock at the door. We looked out the window of the camper door, and there stood my brother Devin. At this point, the wind had really picked up. My mom and I had to use all of our strength to open the door. Devin came in, and we closed the door. We sat down. I made some instant lemonade for my mom, Devin, and me. Then we all sat down and drank our lemonade and talked. During this time, we saw two people that were outside. They were trying to set up a tent in the windstorm. My parents had been camping for a very long time. They had a lot of experience camping, and they just laughed at the fact that people were trying to set up a tent in the middle of a windstorm. Dad, do you want to play a game of Connect Four? I said to my dad as I was sitting on the couch. No, thank you, Aaliyah. Ask Devin. But Dad, he'll beat me, and you know it. Okay, Aaliyah, I'll play against you, but only because you know Devin is so good that he'll beat any of us any time we play against him. We settled in and waited out the storm by playing Connect Four and drinking lemonade. I believe in camping with my family because it helps build perseverance. The windstorm is only one example that I've had to persevere while camping. Other times have been when we were looking for a campsite until 11:30 p.m. Then we finally found one after looking for one for about 3 hours. One other time, we were camping in Nevada, and it was so hot, we went into a restaurant to stay cool. There were so many flies that to this day, I still cannot believe that we stayed in there. It was so gross. Perseverance also helps in other parts of my life. Like when I play soccer, I have to persevere because sometimes kids are mean to me, but I want to keep playing. In the future, I'll use my perseverance to help other people as well as myself. Some people think that camping is hard and not fun. I think that while camping may have its challenges, through perseverance they can be overcome. This I believe.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.